To each one. We all live, and yet there is no driving desire to go on living. We rise in the morning, accepting the fact of the new day. We do not dread the day, but neither do we relish it with a sense of anticipation. The new day is part duty, part chore, and mostly routine. There is no joyous bounding into the day. Something is wrong. Many go on this way for years, having settled for a quality of life far below that which is possible for the believer. We do not doubt that God is there or that He loves us. In our best moments, we are very aware that this wilderness experience is hardly the life more abundant that Jesus came to give. In our hearts, we know we must enter more fully into this gift of life and that something is dreadfully wrong. For me, how do we get this quality of life that Jesus speaks of? For the Christian, abundant life comes only when we are obedient to the will of God. In Psalms 40, verse 8, David said, "I delight to do your will, O my God." Delight is missing for many of us. There is a delight that comes when we are obedient to the light that we have. Simple obedience can turn a life of plodding resignation into a life that is a daily delight. Let's pray. Dear God, I pray that you would be with me as I share what you have laid on my heart. I pray for the others that have part in it also. Lord, I pray that you would guide each one of us, and I pray that your word would go forth today. I pray this all in Jesus' name. My title today is Delight in the Lord. I have a question. What does it mean to delight in the Lord? Any of you?
Thanksgiving.
Lamar?
Giving gratitude for what the Lord has done for us and its ongoing sanctification of work in our life.
Anyone else?
Just anticipation for the word.
So I looked up the meaning of delight. The verb means to take great pleasure, and the second meaning is to give keen enjoyment, and the noun, a high degree of gratification or pleasure, extreme satisfaction, or something that gives great pleasure. Another word for delight could be rejoice. According to the Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for delight is anag, which means to be soft or pliable, to be happy about, to take delight. As a Christian, it is easy to just go through the motions and do what we know is right. But I know from experience that it will be that way at times. Instead, we need to look forward to our personal quiet time with the Lord and obey what we read in His Word with enthusiasm. Psalms 37, verses 1 to 9. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man that who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Part of delighting in the Lord is resting in him. The Hebrew root word rest means to cease, to be silent, or submit in silence to what he ordains. Submitting in silence is not our typical understanding of the word rest. More often, we think of it as an escape from the busy pressures of life. Perhaps a vacation, an afternoon nap, or maybe just simply not working for a few moments is what we think when we think of the word rest. Rest is something that is elusive in our hurried, stressful lives. We are generally not patient people. We are geared to quick actions, instant solutions, and moving on to the next responsibility. Rest does not come easy for some people. I identify with the admission in Hebrews 4:11. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest. I tend to believe that I need to help God find solutions to my problems, but I find the more I let go and trust God, the more peace and rest I experience. Rest isn't copping out. Rest is a confident assurance that God is in control. Rest is what we experience when we learn to commit our problems to the Lord. Rest is what happens when we trust in the Lord and lean hard on his promises. Rest is the result of delighting in the Lord. Resting in the Lord means to wait in a state of relaxed readiness with enthusiastic expectations and steady satisfaction for triumph over my troubles. I have found these steps in Psalms 37 have changed my way of facing and handling whatever challenges life may throw my way. I pray that each of you will also learn to commit all your challenges to the Lord. Trust him to take what you commit to him and work it out for your very best. Let your worries go as you begin to delight in the Lord by daily laying everything into his hands. Then you will find yourself living in the rest of the Lord. Choose to delight in the Lord. Surrender your heart to him. Let your desires reflect the character of his heart. Let Christ lead your footsteps. Let Christ lead and develop your character. Choose to surrender to Christ. Choose to delight in his word. Let your heart desire his word. Let your heart crave his word. Let your heart be soft toward his way of doing things. Apply his word and let his word lead and guide your heart. When you surrender to Christ, he will lead and transform every aspect of your heart. Let Christ give you the desires of his heart. Choose to crave what God craves. Let his word lead your life. Mark 4:19 declares, "And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lusts of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful." When your heart lusts after the things of this world, your selfish desires will choke God's word. When your heart craves the things of the world, your cravings will choke God's way of doing things. Let His word become fruitful in every area of your life. According to the Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for commit is galal, which means to roll away, roll down, roll together, seek occasion, trust. Trust your ways over to the Lord. Roll your ways over to Christ. Lean on His way of doing things. Rely on Christ. Be confident in His way of doing things. Delight in Christ, and He will lead and guide your footsteps. Delight yourself in His word, and He will lead you and guide your path. Allow Him to help you. Trust that His way of doing things will transform every aspect of your life. Trust that God will take care of you. Delight in His way. Delight in His word. And pattern your life after His heart. Now, that is all I have. I want to just ask again if any of you, if you thought of any other ways to delight in the Lord.
Delight there really blessed me because in my meditations there in Philippians 3, we're memorizing, Paul says, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. And the way you describe delight is the very same as rejoicing in the Lord, that resting in Him, trusting in Him.
You're welcome. Is there anyone else?
He'll put a song in your heart.
He'll put a song in your heart. May God bless each one of you.